BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The latest rocket launch by North Korea has prompted both Japan and South Korea to issue alerts, urging citizens to prepare to evacuate or take shelter. Both countries rescinded the warnings a short time later. Jean McKenzie is in the South Korean capital.
Within half an hour, residents here in Seoul had had another message from the presidential office saying that this alert and these sirens had been made in error and that people didn't need to evacuate and they could go about their day. And what we've since learnt is that the North has fired this space launch vehicle, but that it didn't pass over the South Korean mainland or, in fact, come anywhere near Seoul, which was the initial warning. And we are starting to get reports that perhaps this rocket launch has failed, that perhaps it has blown up midair, but we cannot confirm that. That is something that the South Korean military is looking into at the moment.
NATO has announced the deployment of an extra 700 troops to Kosovo after 30 peacekeepers were hurt in clashes with protesters. The unrest was sparked when ethnic Albanian mayors took office in Serb-majority areas. Here's Guy Deloney.
The operational reserve forces will join the K4 peacekeeping force. NATO says the deployment is a response to Monday's violence in North Kosovo when 30 K4 troops were injured. Kosovo's relationship with the United States has been another casualty. The US is furious with Prime Minister Albin Kurti. He ignored its advice not to raise tensions by forcibly installing ethnic Albanian mayors in the majority Serb north. Now Kosovo is paying the price. Its participation in a NATO exercise has been curtailed, and the US warns there's currently no enthusiasm to help Kosovo with international recognition or membership of the EU and NATO.
Brazil is hosting the largest summit of South American leaders for nearly a decade. In his opening speech, the Brazilian president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, urged his counterparts to put aside ideological differences in favour of unity. Here's Will Grant.
This was the first gathering of the South American nations for 9 years, as greater regional integration was halted under President Lula's predecessor, Jair Bolsonaro. "We let ideology divide us and interrupt our efforts to integrate. We all lost because of it," said Lula. That 12 countries heeded the call to attend the summit in Brasilia shows there is appetite for regional cooperation in South America, particularly in areas of shared interests such as security, finance and climate change.
The disgraced entrepreneur Elizabeth Holmes has arrived at a US prison to begin an 11-year sentence. She reported to the facility after a court rejected her request to remain free on bail. Ms. Holmes was convicted of fraud last year for duping some of the world's richest investors into backing her failed blood testing company Theranos. BBC News. The trial of a man accused of carrying out the deadliest ever attack against Jewish people in the United States has heard that he methodically shot his victims at close range. Robert Bowers faces a possible death sentence if found guilty of 11 killings at a synagogue in Pittsburgh 5 years ago. Defense lawyers said there was no dispute that Mr. Bowers carried out the shootings, but that he suffered from schizophrenia. The United Nations says it's ready to begin salvage work in a rusting oil tanker moored off the coast of Yemen with more than 1 million barrels of crude oil on board. The FSO Safar, used as an offshore storage unit for more than 30 years, has not been maintained since 2015. Achim Steiner from the UN said the arrival of a support vessel was a critical milestone.
I consider today's news simply one more step in a very critical, complex operation. But it's a great signal, both for the people and planet, really, in Yemen, in the Red Sea, but also for this idea that multilateralism, in this moment, the United Nations, truly is illustrating what it means to take preventive action. Nothing could be a more drastic illustration of what it means to stop this catastrophe potentially from happening.
President Putin has promised to improve air defences around Moscow after the city was hit by a drone strike, described as the most dangerous attack in Russia's capital since the Second World War. Mr. Putin accused Ukraine of provoking Moscow into responding in kind. Kiev has denied direct responsibility for the air raid. The Eritrean president, Isaias Afwerki, is in Moscow for a 4-day official visit at the invitation of President Putin. Eritrea is one of the few countries that have voted against UN resolutions condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Isaias has ruled Eritrea since 1993. BBC News.